Naked Tarot Podcast with your host, Janet Boyer. Get ready to strip down with the most provocative voice in tarot.
Hello, and welcome to the Naked Tarot Podcast. I'm your host, Janet Boyer, otherwise known as the Tarot Maven. I'm the author of Back in Time Tarot, Tarot in Reverse, and the upcoming Naked Tarot Sassy Strip Down Advice. With my artist husband, Ron Boyer, I'm also the co-creator of the Snowland Deck and the Coffee Tarot. I invite you to visit my website, janetboyer.com, where hundreds of reviews and other goodies await. So today's podcast, we're going to talk about what the hell is is Mercury retrograde. And I'm laughing here because I have just recorded an entire podcast and here it was on standby the whole time. And I go to my son, and I'm like, what happened? He goes, you have to hit the record button twice. I was like, oh. And there was a string of expletives because I'm using his Tascam recorder that he usually uses music for. And so I'm yet to get used to it. And wouldn't you know, I record this whole podcast and it sounded so good to my ears, but it didn't record a damn thing because I didn't double click the record button. Now see, this is totally Mercury retrograde. So we're going to talk about that right now. Now, striking fear in the hearts of many, and for damn good reason, Mercury retrograde heralds a time of email glitches, power outages, miscommunications, lost paperwork, snags with fine print, and so on. Or in my case, a recorder that doesn't record. The term retrograde means backwards. Now, obviously, no planet actually goes backwards. However, from our perspective on Earth, all of the planetary bodies, except for the Sun and Moon, they appear to move backwards. So let's imagine you're driving down the road, parallel to a set of railroad tracks. Now, a train is speeding along to your left, and you pass the train. And it appears to be going backwards, but what is really happening is that you, in the car, are going faster. Now, Mercury is a mental planet, and it governs all forms of communication, including recording devices, and anything connecting to writing and speaking, as well as methods of communication, such as computers, phones, faxes, and the traditional mail system. So it is true that messages often get lost during this time and misinterpretation abounds. In fact, it's a good idea to check all the fine print in legal documents during this time, as well as back up all computer files. I have a friend who is an author, and she will not sign any publishing contract or go on any radio shows during Mercury retrograde. She just absolutely refuses to do it. So if you are going to consider signing any contracts, please make sure that you're reading the fine print and knowing what you're doing, because a lot of legal stuff gets screwed up during this time. And also, if you're a writer or a musician or what have you, make sure you back up your files as soon as you're finished, because this is also a time where it just gets wiped out. Or in this case, you forget to record, or something is all glitchy and you thought you did something, but you really didn't, and the work is lost. Now, Mercury is the Roman equivalent of the Greek god Hermes. Now, both were considered trickster gods. So you couple this mischievous nature with messages and communication, and you can only guess what might happen. Some examples would be leaving a message on an answering machine, only to have the recipient's child accidentally erase it, and they never get the message. Or maybe you address a letter to your beloved aunt who lives on the other side of the country, but you accidentally write your own zip code on the envelope instead of hers. Now, for those of you who like to talk behind people's backs, and I sure hope you're not one of those, the Mercury retrograde period may find you accidentally emailing the person you're dishing on rather than your best friend who is the intended recipient. Ouch, right? So if you're on Facebook and you're sitting there writing nasty stuff to your best friend about someone, be careful that you're not actually messaging the person that you're talking about. Or better yet, don't gossip at all. Now, the Magician in tarot is the card most associated with Mercury. Now, we imagine the Magician, he knows what he's doing. He can use all the tools on his table with much facility and expertise. He's the silver-tongued one who is a great speaker, sometimes to the extent of being a snake oil salesman or a slick politician. So imagine that kind of energy going in backwards. You know, it's kind of like the magician at the Rider-Waite table. He has all his tools. He ends up knocking over the chalice of water, let's say, and or cuts himself with a sword or slips on a banana peel or what have you. So, you know, that's kind of the energy that we're talking about here. Now, despite the fear that often surrounds Mercury retrograde periods, it's possible for us to work with this energy by taking the time to tie up loose ends. So consider Mercury retrograde as an opportunity for course correction. It's like a do-over for rectifying mistakes, sloppiness, mediocrity, offenses, or poor decisions from earlier in the year. Now, to get the most out of Mercury retrograde, concentrate on activities beginning with the prefix re, R-E. Here are some examples. Redo, rewrite, repair, recall, re-examine, renew, redecorate, reschedule, review, reorganize, renegotiate, rethink, readdress. Now, if you focus on these type of tasks, slow down and take extra care and release your expectations of perfections or things going right, I think you'll find that you'll not only survive Mercury retrograde periods, but also complete or achieve more than you can imagine. Personally, I thrive during Mercury retrograde periods. I can only think of one really rough Mercury retrograde period in my life. The rest of them, I get a shitload of work done. It's just amazing. And I'll have to check my astrology natal chart. I know I have a couple planets that are retrograde. So I'm wondering if Mercury might have been retrograde in my natal chart, and that's why I do so well. But for some reason, I do wonderfully in Mercury retrograde. So, you know, just because it does have a reputation for snafus in the communication department, electronics department, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a washout. In fact, you can use tarot to help navigate Mercury retrograde periods, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Now, for this upcoming Mercury retrograde, it's going to be March 22nd through April 15 in 2018, and it's going to be retrograde in fiery Aries. Now, Aries is the ram, and this is an energy of impulsiveness, harshness, and aggression. So when Mercury goes retrograde in Aries, this is sometimes played on a global scale in the form of uprisings or even war. I hope to God this doesn't happen, but I'm just saying, you know, the type of energy that is favorable during this type of placement. And on a personal level, we can become easily provoked, and accidents or injuries are more likely to occur than usual as well. Now, on April 14th, Mercury squares Mars in Capricorn, and the next day, on the 15th, Mercury squares Saturn in Capricorn. So the ruling planet of Capricorn is Saturn, and he's known as the restrictor and taskmaster. So he can cause a lot of frustration in that placement because it kind of like puts a collar on you and say, hey, you can't go any further. And so during this time, you might feel some frustration or even anger at feeling boxed in or feeling limited or restricted in some way. So some of the anger that comes out via Aries during that time will have to do with feeling stifled or boxed in or trapped. But the good news is on April 1st, Mercury is conjunct the Sun. So it's like, you know, he's cozied up to the Sun. And so that's a favorable placement that is auspicious for starting new things. So if you've been wanting to do something new or you have a project that seems really ripe, April 1st will be a fantastic time because you have, you know, Mercury conjunct the Sun. And interestingly, this year, April 1st happens to be April Fool's Day as well as Easter, which is an energy of resurrection and renewal. So at least that, you know, that's good. Two ways that you can use tarot to help navigate Mercury retrograde is either the conscious intention and focus and affirmation with cards, or you can use it in terms of a random tarot reading. Now, the way you can do that is by drawing cards that will help you focus on energy that will ameliorate the natural bent of Mercury retrograde. So if accidents abound or miscommunication or glitches or oversights or missed opportunities or misunderstandings, then you can consciously choose in your tarot deck cards that you feel can combat that or ameliorate the effects of Mercury retrograde. For example, you might choose the Ace of Swords, because the Ace of Swords cuts through bullshit. And it's also single-minded, and it's a one-at-a-time energy. It's singular, focused, it's clear, concise. So you might want to focus on the Ace of Swords during a Mercury retrograde to remind yourself to be as clear as you can when you communicate with people. Be concise. You know, don't use sarcasm because it's really going to be taken out of proportion. Don't get involved in flame wars or intense discussions online if you can help it, because 9 out of 10 times it's going to turn into a really big mess. So the Ace of Swords can also remind you to choose your battles wisely and to speak, you know, concisely, clearly, and, you know, as much honesty and genuineness as you can. Or maybe you might choose the Knight of Pentacles card. The Knight of Pentacles is a very slow, cautious, methodical card. So this would be a good card to focus on during Mercury retrograde as well, because it's a card of taking things step by step, of taking your time, of making sure you're finishing, you know, what you've started before you go on to something else. It's a plodding energy. You know, imagine a horse plodding through farmland. You know, it's slow, it's cautious, it takes its time. It's not the race horse, it's the plow horse. So a Knight of Pentacles would be a good card to focus on. Or maybe you might want to focus on the Six of Cups. That is usually considered the nostalgia or blast from the past card, but it's a good card to focus on for remembering. And remember, remembering was one of those words that sometimes fall under the whole Mercury retrograde thing, because sometimes the universe shows us things either through past tarot readings or something someone says, or we read a passage in a book and we know it's for us. We know that it will help us. We know that we need to incorporate it in our life, and we might even Instagram about it, but we don't actually do it. And so, you know, the Six of Cups is a good reminder to remember what the universe has already shown us. Remember the wisdom that we have encountered in the last few months, and whether or not we have absorbed it, digested, and integrated it in our life, and if we're following it now. So the Six of Cups might be another card to focus on too. And if you want more information on how to use tarot cards for conscious creation or intention or focus or affirmations, I actually have an ebook called Affect Your Reality with Tarot Cards. You can get that on Amazon for your Kindle. And for all 78 cards, I explain what areas that they would be really good for if you wanted to focus on conscious creation. But I also have an ebook called Affirmations with the Tarot that goes really good with that as well. So you can have affirmations for every card too. So if you're into affirmations, that's another thing that's really good to couple with your conscious intention with tarot cards to help with you with certain situations. And of course, the second way is your random tarot reading. And what you could do is, for your positions in your spread, you can choose and word the positions to be something that is related to Mercury retrograde. For example, what loose ends do I need to tie up? What do I need to redo? What do I need to remember? What do I need to refresh? What do I need to rectify? How can I best slow down and take care? What will be the gift lesson through this Mercury retrograde? And then you can even add positions that are even more tailored to this particular Mercury retrograde as relates to the Mercury squaring Mars and Saturn in Capricorn, by saying, you know, how can I best deal with frustration, or how can I best deal with anger issues? And then you could even draw a card for the April 1st Mercury conjunct the Sun, which is that auspicious placement, by asking what new thing is ripe to be started. So you can actually word your readings to help gain insight into Mercury retrograde as well, and to maximize the insight you get, to help empower you, to also maybe help you go back and redo some things, and remember some of the wisdom that you have already gained that perhaps you're not putting in practice that will help you from here on out. So there you have it. You know, now you know what the hell Mercury retrograde is. And I hope you found this podcast helpful and enlightening. And I sure hope that this records, because I will be so freaking mad if it didn't record the second time. But that would be how Mercury retrograde works. So thank you so much for your time. Again, I'm Janet Boyer, the Tarot Maven. This is the Naked Tarot Podcast. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.